DJ Afrocarpus. What's wrong with my voice? This is DJ Afrocarpus, formerly known as Tems, DJ Tems. Am I going to say that every time? I don't know yet. But, yo, for those of you that are still awake checking this stuff out, go to sleep. It's 4 a.m. But I hope you have a good night. And I think I'm going to leave you with, like, I'm going to leave you with, like, a really chill song. A really chill song that I'm partial to this song. I like it a lot. It's just a great song. Actually, I don't know if I'll be able to find it. Yeah, this is. Hold on. Let's see if I can find the song real quick. That'd be great. Oh, maybe I won't play that song. I'm trying to think of another song that I really like. That's like chill. How about Exile? Portal song. Yeah, here's this song. This song is called Exile Vilify. It's really cool.
Exile. It takes your mind again. Exile. It takes your mind again. You got sucker's luck. Have you given up? Does it feel like a trial? Thank you.
baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. I wanna be your man. 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 Yes, I love you like you love me, baby. Let me understand. Love me like you love me, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I've got to be your lover, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. Understand. Tell me that you really love me, baby. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. Your one and only man. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man.
Classic rock, but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Did you die? Hey, everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly. And the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared, too. Prepared for disaster. This
world. Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. that's what you meant. I'm losing my baby on promises kept. What are you for? What are you for? What are you for now that I have hardcore?
I walked you to the train. Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
I'll never forget the time I had a sore throat, bad sore throat. And I said,
I have a sore throat.
And my mother said, let me feel your forehead. Mothers are always feeling things, you know. Let me feel your head, let me feel your arm. Doctors do that too. A lot of doctors do that. They're wonderful people. No, I love doctors, but there's only two things I've found fault with. I can find fault with the doctors. One, you could have a busted leg. Your leg could be hanging out, and the guy will still want to feel it. You know, let me feel it. Does that hurt? Hey! Yeah, does that hurt? And they always keep the stethoscope in the freezer. I warm that thing up with my hands. Whenever I go to see my doctor, I grab a stethoscope. I pull it right out of the refrigerator and I start warming it up with my hands. And they put that cold thing on you and they say, take a deep breath. Oh! You can't help but take a deep breath. The problem is trying to breathe out now. So I'm sitting on the emergency ward with my sore throat, and the doctor comes out. He says, what's the matter? He says, son, my son has a sore throat. I said, okay, take a look at it. Ah, say ah.
Oh.
So, well, this is it. I said, he's really got it. He's got tonsillitis, Mrs. Cosby. Oh, all right, well, what do you want to do? Well, we usually do a tonsillectomy on Wednesday, which is the day after tomorrow. You can leave him here tonight.
What are you guys going to leave him? You're not leaving me nowhere. Can't my mother sleep with me?
No, your mother's not gonna sleep with me.
Well, somebody's gotta sleep with me. I'm not sleeping nowhere by myself.
Well, we're gonna operate on you, Winston.
Operate who? Man, don't let him operate on me. Please, don't let him do nothing bad. What are they gonna cut?
Well, don't worry about it. It's just gonna cut two things in your throat.
Two things in my throat! And then I won't be able to talk, or what?
Yes, you'll be able to talk. Listen, son, let me explain to you. Your tonsils, which we're going to have to take out, guard your throat, you see. They stand there, they're two guards. They have hand grenades, bazookas, and everything. And anything bad that comes into your mouth, they fight it off. See? Well, in your case, your tonsils have lost the war. As a matter of fact, your tonsils have gone as far as to join the other side, you see. And they're going to kill you if we don't cut them out.
Well, they're going to hurt and everything.
No, we're not going to hurt you. Now, listen, as a matter of fact, listen to me now. When they cut your tonsils out, don't you know, are you ready for the lie? They'll give you all the ice cream in the world you can eat.
Is that right? I can have all ice cream in the world I can eat?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
You don't tell me no fibs now, Mom.
No, I'm not kidding you. All the ice cream will say, honest to God.
Boy, you guys are in trouble. Because I can eat a mess of ice cream, I'm telling you. Now, one time I ate a whole elephant full of chocolate. Hey, can I have chocolate?
You can have chocolate.
Oh, boy. Take me wherever I'm supposed to go now. You can cut off my whole neck for some chocolate ice cream, man.
So they marched me in, and I turned in my civvies, and they gave me that hospital thing that you put on where the back is open, and you're afraid to, you know, your back away from people, and you bump into the walls in there, you know, marble wall, ice cold, and the iron cribs are ice cold. It's so cold you stick to the cribs, you know. And, gee whiz, man. So I marched on a ward, and they introduced me to my two buddies. This is Johnson.
Hey, Johnson, how you doing? You gonna get some ice cream, too?
Yes, they told me I'd get some ice cream.
Yeah, well, listen, man, when the nurse leaves, I'll talk to you about that ice cream later, because we're gonna eat a mess of ice cream.
And this is Rudolph.
How you doing, Rudolph? You gonna get some ice
cream? Yeah, I'm gonna ice cream. Yeah, boy, eat it up.
Okay, poor boy. All right, nurse, you may leave now. Hey, we're all right.
So I sat down, We looked at each other and we said, ice cream.
Ice cream? We're gonna eat ice cream. And we will eat it every day in the middle of the night, man. We're singing ice cream. And eat that ice cream. And the nurses are padding the doors, locking them up. And we're gonna eat ice cream. Listen, you know what I'm gonna do? When I get my first bowl of ice cream, I'm not even gonna touch it or eat it or nothing. I'm gonna smear it all over my body, man. Just smear it all over my face and eyes and hair and everywhere. And then I'm gonna put a green cherry in my navel. And I'm gonna be the most beautiful chocolate sundae you've ever seen in your life. Ice cream. I'm gonna eat ice cream. I'm telling you now, ice cream. Sing along with me now. And the whole day passed, man. Every time the orderly brought by the breakfast cart, man, phew. All right, let's have a breakfast. And we'd eat it up, man. Our stomachs would swell up. We ate so much. You gotta keep eating a lot so your stomach will stretch, man. Lunchtime, bring it in. Ah, eating everything. Make it stretch out. Make it stretch out. Bring in the dinner. Ah, and the supper. Ah, we ate everything, man. Preparing for the ice cream. Okay, and we didn't even sleep the night of surgery. Hey, man, yeah, we're gonna get some ice cream and everything. Ice cream. Ice cream! We're gonna get ice cream! And that morning, the orderly went by with the breakfast cart. Hey! You! Almost a doctor! Thing, man, we gotta eat this morning.
You're not getting nothing to eat.
How come?
Because you're getting your tonsils out.
Well, what's that gotta do with it?
When you get your tonsils out, you can't have any food in your stomach because you'll throw up.
Are you kidding? One time I ate a dead frog, I didn't throw up or nothing, man. Bring that breakfast cart back here.
And he went away. In came the nurse. With the gurney. You know, the gurney's the thing that they put you on to take you down to surgery. And the wheels on the gurneys are always the same. They always have that wobble like there's a windstorm going on about 6 inches above the ground. That's why a lot of women never make it to the delivery room. Pew, baby's out, take her back. Save money, time and space, you know. So she wheeled it in, we all stood up. Ice cream! We're gonna eat ice cream! All right, now it's time to go to surgery. Who's going first? Take me! No, take me! I wanna go. Dude, you gotta get. Listen, CB4, V, and S. You guys hit strawberry for now, and I'm C, as alphabetically, I go first, you know. No, we're gonna take Johnson, because he was here first. Oh, sure.
Okay, Johnson, go ahead, man. Get that ice cream. Cut it up, man. All right, go ahead, Johnson.
Johnson stepped on a gurney. Well, suckers, I guess you know what this means. If they run out of strawberry, vanilla and chocolate are definitely in jeopardy.
Okay, Johnson, don't eat it up from us, though. Hey, Johnson, go ahead, babe.
And we sat down, man, and we looked at each other.
Ice cream? We're gonna eat ice cream. And boom, Johnson's back! Okay, y'all, you ready? Yeah, me too. Go ahead, Jazz. Hey, Jazz, wake up. Hey, Jazz, come your eyeballs just keep waving around in the air. Nice, ain't it? That's ketchup, right? That's ketchup on his mouth, coming around from his mouth. Ain't it ketchup? Please, that's ketchup, because we ain't the thing that you killed, Johnson. They killed Johnson. They picked him up. Johnson was like a wet rag. Oh, man. I picked the bottle up and broke it. All right, who's next? Get away from me. Okay, fight him off, Rudy. I'll hit him off here. They ain't touching neither one of us. Rudy started crying. Oh, no! Rudy had the funniest cry you ever wanted to see. He would run whenever he cried. Oh, no, 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 no. And they picked him up and they strapped him down on the gurney, man, and they took him away. Gurney, keep fighting, babe. Keep fighting. Just remember one thing. Keep your mouth closed. Jensen, wake up, babe. Ice cream. You gotta sing with me. Ice cream. Always dancing. Boom. All right, Rudy, did you keep it? No, he didn't. Keep it. They got him.
Okay, William, you're next. Well, wait. Before you touch me, I have a confession to make. Does it mean anything to you if I say that I just had breakfast? Okay, I'll go peacefully. And they put me on a gurney. And they covered me up with a sheet up to my neck. They put me on the elevator. And I knew I was going to die. And I hadn't really prepared myself for it. And it was pitiful. You know, when you're only 5 years old and your life passes before you, it's pitiful, man. You really don't have that much of a life to pass before you. It was just a little and then it was gone. I had to call for a rerun. And they brought me into surgery. Doctors and nurses all got their masks on so you can't tell who they are. And they put a needle in my arm and let the thing go. And the doctor said, count backwards from 100. 100. Nine. I didn't even make it to the second nine. I was so pitiful. Of course, now, I understand that if you're an alcoholic, you can last longer. Now, if they ever get my old man on an offer, they're really in trouble, man. I know Dad will give them trouble. 4, 3, 2, 1... 0. Now, what else do you want me to do? I think you better get another bottle. Yeah, that's what I need, a bottle. You better give me a bottle. Not for the arm, for the mouth. And the thing pressed me through the table. And I remember I wanted to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up.